this mutuality means that when you work with a client, with a patient, you as a therapist, you experience also those moments that you, like I said in the beginning, you bring fully yourself into the field.
Right.
My question is about it. How is like how would you describe this therapeutic relationship and the role and the present, this very important word, another word very important, the present of therapist and the present of client? Because for me these are kind of different presents. I don't know.
That's such an interesting question. Because I have to proceed with any client with a sense of the ethics of my profession,
mm-hmm.
which would include that I bring awareness to the meeting, that I bring a sense that I want to be, to the best of my ability, helpful to this person one way or another. The client is not required to bring that.
Mm-hmm.
That I am committing myself to employ as much training and understanding as I've developed up to this point in the service of my client and what she or he wants mm-hmm. from the session or from the course of therapy. Those are parts of the ethics of being in Gestalt therapy practice. So, I am present and I try to help my client become more and more present to living.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, at the same time, I am bracketing aspects of my own experience in the session or outside the session that may not be useful for my client to know, in my opinion, or may not be helpful for me to open up because I will become distracted or overloaded. So I have to make choices. In that way, I could say my presence may have a different feeling than that of the client, but in fact the client is also deciding what to share and what to hold back. What feels safe enough to bring? What doesn't feel safe and should be kept private? Clients never say everything to a therapist.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. You can work with a client for many years and there are things they still keep private.
This is very interesting because I just realized that as a therapist, like when we read or when I read, but those discussions, those articles, this is all about how we therapists are, how we should be, how can we be more present, how can we be more aware and so on. But yeah, you're right, like this is all about the second person in front of us, and this client also is dealing basically with the same kind of issue as we.
Right. That's really true.
Yeah.
We are two human beings here.
Mm-hmm.
I have training, and that training gives me an approach to help guide the work to whatever extent I can. I shouldn't fool myself as if I'm the only one guiding the work. We are doing it together.